Hello and welcome to the program. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Well, we hope you enjoyed your bank holiday weekend. It's not over yet, because for the next hour, you're in the company of Mooney Goes Wild, and in studio, Terry Flanagan and Dr. Ken Whelan. And both of you boys have had some wonderful stuff on over the weekend. Terry, you had the first part of your programme about the Sustainable Futures Forum on last Friday night at 10:30. And the second part is next Friday, this coming Friday at 10:30, right here on RT Radio 1. The first part, you spoke to people about the biodiversity loss and the crisis. Who are you speaking to next Friday?
Well, I'll be talking to the stakeholders that are involved. And I must say that I got great response over the weekend from people who had actually heard it. So the next one goes out this coming Friday night, same time, 10:30
on RT Radio 1. And Ken, you had your documentary about the mayfly on this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Derek. It was great. I really enjoyed hearing it, because it might have been my voice, but there was a big team of people behind it, what I call Santa's little helpers. There were all these wonderful people all over the country who gave me their time and their expertise. And of course, my own gang of four, my three scientists that work with me on the programme that you heard. So it was a great experience, and hopefully it'll draw attention to our wonderful lochs and the need to be looking after them into the future.
But it seems like the mayfly are doing well from listening to the programme. I mean, they're not gone.
Oh, this was a spectacular year amongst many. In May of this year, they came out in fantastic numbers. And that was probably due to the perfect conditions that we had. But there's no doubt about it. The lochs, as I said in the programme, are changing, and we need to monitor that change. And we need to see what it's doing, not just to the mayfly, but obviously to the other invertebrates, to the fish and to the water quality.